Yes, the expectation of the LCP is that may be the majority registered for the voting in the in this referendum already conducted in secession, because a lot of factors, you know, some of the people not registered, and some of the people, I think, only those people who want to opt for secession, given the chance. That is why I think the expectation of NCP is secession, and also the NCP is ready whenever it is clear that there is no violation, no undermining of CPA or undermining of the referendum act. NCP is ready to accept and recognize the result, even if it is secession.
Well, but all indications are that the Southern Sudanese comported themselves well. There was no attempt to disrupt it. International observers say the referendum was free and fair. Will NCP, you know, accept this?
Just yesterday, you know, Sudan TV shown some violations, and some observers, they brought pictures of people who are actually voting and casting their votes according to some advices, and they taking their sons, and they know, and some people who are in the polling centers instead of only let the people know how to vote, they direct them to vote for secession. And these pictures yesterday shown widely in Sudan TV. And some observers, they proved that a lot of violations of the referendum act, and this also will be declared. Actually, some petitions already submitted to the referendum commission, and we will know the result. Actually, the referendum commission should investigate all these violations, and after that, the final result of the referendum commission will be recognized. But let us wait. Actually, our expectation that the result will be secession. And so many signs and indications, as you said, proving that or showing that the result will be secession. But also, some violations also committed. But the result of these violations, whether the referendum commission will accept or not, this will be actually declared by the referendum commission. We don't know. But the final result definitely will be announced on the first week of the coming month, February 2011. And the NCP is already committed to accept and to recognize the result whenever the referendum commission is saying that no violations, and observers also prove the same and witness the same, because more than 2,000 organizations and individuals and centers now they are observing, and they will also, and some of them already reported to the commissions, and we should wait. We should wait for the final outcome.
But since the government has mandated the referendum commission to organize the vote, once the referendum commission investigates all these allegations and comes out with the final verdict, the NCP is prepared to accept the outcome or results of the referendum. Is that what you're saying?
You know, actually, you know, the Referendum Act is actually clarifying each and everything, how to look into petitions and how to weigh these petitions and the violations. And after that, if the violations are minor, this will be ignored, and the result should be actually, nothing will be 100%. But, you know, this will be estimated after that by the observers and by international organizations observing the referendum process. And the final result will be announced. And I think that if announced, and, you know, the whole monitor or the whole observers or the majority observers, they recognize and they say this referendum proceeded according to international standards, then I don't think that the NCP will not recognize. But unless there is something which is very clear and which will actually affect the result of referendum. But up to now, everything is going very quietly and very calmly, and I don't think that big violations committed, but even so, I think we should wait till we know the result, and the referendum commission declares that. Then we will see what will be the stance of the NCP. But NCP, once again, I can confirm and assure that NCP, whenever it is clear for it, or for the National Congress Party, that the referendum conducted according to the international standards without any violations, or you can say tangible violations, then the result will be accepted even if it is secession. And we have arrangements already taken by our federal government even to face the consequences of secession, including the expediting the process of finalizing all the bending points with SPLM regarding ADA and demarcation of borders and foreign loans and etc. And joint committees also to settle all these problems are now working very hard to finalize each and everything so as to guarantee the continuation of peace between North and South and cooperation, and the result will not affect the stability and security and peace, which are the main and major objectives of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement.
President Obama congratulated Sudan for conducting this referendum. What is the NCP's reaction to that?
I think now we this is the first time of to receive such congratulation. We hope that this good attitude of Sudan government and the complete fulfillment of the promise of Sudan government to implement CPA, this will lead the United States of America to normalize relation and to fulfill also the promises that already are declared by United States administration to lift Sudan from the list of the countries sponsoring terrorism and to lift the sanctions, and also to do the needful regarding the allegations by ICC, and to actually to have a new era, yani, of a balanced relation with the United States of America. And this as a consequence of this congratulation. We don't want such congratulation. We want, after congratulation, fulfillment of the promise of United States of America administration regarding Sudan. On top of that, to normalize relations and not to use double standards with Sudan.